Sharon Johnson lives in Medlock Park, which is a couple miles away from Emory's campus. During rush hours, and especially when school is in session, she says traffic is horrendous.
You know, we can't build more roads because we're jammed right up to the roads. I would take the train to work. I work at Emory. So instead of driving my car, I would just be able to get on the train, and that's one less car on the road.
Retiree Ken Benson would also welcome a rail option. He lives just west of Emory's campus in Woodland Hills.
You know, I see the need. There is a definite need because that's one of the largest employers in DeKalb County, that area, CDC and Emory.
Benson's home is a few blocks from a CSX rail corridor, the same one the Clifton Line would use if T-Splos passes. Some in the neighborhood are worried about additional noise from a second rail line, but the new tracks, at least near Benson's home, would travel underground, below the CSX tracks. The Clifton Line would reemerge above ground about 100 yards up the road, switching back and forth three times over the span of its 3.5 miles. While Benson's in favor of the project, he says he's probably voting no come July 31st.
I think this would be probably one of the better things they could spend the money on, but the whole $7 billion, I don't agree with some of it. From what I've read, I just don't like the tax part of it. You know, it just bothers me a little bit too much, but I do see the need. I just don't pay for it.
As a CSX train approaches and shimmers by, Jeremy Spiegel, a high school teacher who lives a few houses away, says he's anxious about the upcoming vote. Supportive of the T-Splos, Spiegel says investing in transportation shouldn't be such a tough sell.
Everybody sits on 400 and complains about how bad traffic is, but unless you're willing to pay some money to make that better, it's not going to happen. It's just going to get worse.
The latest polling, however, shows more people against T-Splos than for it. Critics say the project is too expensive for the amount of cars it would likely take off the road. They say buses would be a cheaper, more efficient option. And Baruch Feigelbaum of the free market think tank The Reason Foundation worries about how MARTA will pay for the operations of the rail line after the penny sales tax expires in 10 years.
We're going to need to find funding after the 10-year period. That might be another sales tax, that might be some other method, but we're going to need to find it. It's not going to emerge from thin air.
Jason Morgan, MARTA's project manager for the Clifton Corridor, argues no transportation project, road or rail, is completely self-sustaining. But he's confident the Clifton Rail would generate a good return on investment. He estimates about 5,000 riders a day.
This corridor does very well considering how short it is. If we can provide a more frequent service, which is what we're angling to do, the ridership goes up even further than what has already been reported.
If T-Splos passes, the Clifton Line would be complete by about 2021. Morgan says MARTA could then make a strong case for federal funds for further rail extension from Emory to Decatur. Emory University President James Wagner hopes voters come around. He says school employees and students have struggled long enough with traffic.
Tally up Emory, the CDC, the VA, and you've got 30,000 people. The largest concentration of employment that isn't served by mass transit or by access to interstate.
He says the rail line would unclog area roads, put far more workers within reach of campus, help attract and retain academic talent, and generally improve quality of life.
When Emory put in its own bus service, not that many years ago, we immediately had 1,100 fewer people reserving parking spaces at Emory. Even that little experiment would indicate there's quite an appetite for the use of rapid and mass transit, that when it's available, if you build it, they do come.
Transportation officials estimate that if T-Splos fails, the Clifton Rail Line would likely return to a state of limbo for at least a decade. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.